really. You're blind from the facts. Oh, you are, because you're watching that garbage.
The woman makes the men all pause. And if you got a woman, she might make you forget yours. There's a five-letter word that describes her character. But her face ain't washed by an actor. And every real man that tries to approach, comes the closer he comes, it gets just like a rope. I don't think I can handle, she goes channel to channel. Home looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 10th installment of Famous Firsts. I'm Freddie.
And I'm Art.
And this time, we're discussing Brian Wood's first work, Channel Zero. And this time, yes, it actually is his first book. We've checked, damn it.
Yes, we have fact checkers now. We got them.
And Art, what the hell is Channel Zero about?
Channel Zero, and I think that's what I love about doing Channel Zero for our 10th Famous First podcast, because it really echoes back to the book that we talked about in our first podcast.
Nightly News?
Jonathan Hickman's
magnum opus.
Oh, yes. Written, directed.
Well,
I say written, directed because it's very...
And the cinematography by Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He does it all. But the reason why I say that is because it's very stylized like a movie. It's like network as a comic book. And that's what Channel Zero is sort of like.
And Brian Wood wrote and drew...
Yes, drew, not directed. Yes, yes, he did that. And you would say they're two different stories, but really I think they're more variations on a theme than anything. Best way, I guess, I can describe both books in their simplest forms is Nightly News is sort of how we've kind of given ourselves over to, like, the powers that be, and then we're just kind of reaping the whirlwind of just this America that's unencumbered and uncontrolled and unregulated. And this is what we, the people, have built. This is what you and I have built, and take a look at it, and then sort of slowly trying to take the country back, you know, like one casualty at a time. Channel Zero is more like The Shape of Things to Come, which is really interesting because Channel Zero is set back in Giuliani's 97 world that Brian Wood lived in back in NYC.
But it probably hits harder now than... It did back then.
Anyway, that's what's so interesting about coming back to this book 10 plus years. He saw this. He saw how we're going as a nation. And it's really interesting, too, because he doesn't show how the catalyst of the end of the world and how his America is different than our America. Because, frankly, at this point, it's kind of obvious. I mean, if you've seen the news in the past 12 months or so.
Yes. Well, the overall story of... Channel Zero follows a girl named Jenny 2.5, who is a self-styled media activist and symbol of resistance and change in an imprisoned society. Thank you, the back of the comic.
Oh, I was going to say Wikipedia, but yeah, close enough.
She decides, since the country has been taken over by the right-wing Christian activists... And anything, when you turn on the news, it's only positive things that are broadcast. People aren't allowed to litter. It's like a really extreme, basically the Christian right has taken over the government, where the government's not even really in control anymore. So she decides to go against this and starts making illegal TV broadcasts during primetime TV and kind of becomes a symbol of resistance. There's also another story in here about a cleaner, which is kind of a employee of the government, if you want to say, or the Christian group.
Yeah, they're pretty much assassins who will kill anybody who don't obey a rule or a law. Like Freddie said about littering or doing graffiti, like some of the lighter laws that would get lighter sentences, you know, it's a bullet for everything. Murder, rape, anything, it's all the same.
I like the part where she's describing how hard it's become to get pornography. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you can get pornography, but you have to go to this, take the subway out to this, like, dirt, like, nasty part of town, and then God forbid if you drop a piece of litter, I will shoot you in the face while you're trying to get your pornography. So if you love pornography as much as we do, this is not a world that you would want to be living in.
Okay, what world? quick tangent. What was Brian Wood not thinking about the internet?
Good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe they've also banned. I mean, if they could ban the news, if they can keep news from being broadcast, I'm sure they could also get rid of pornography. So
I don't
maybe
know.
he just chose not to address that.
Maybe.
But another thing that between Channel Zero and Nightly News, it's also similar, is Nightly News came out in the 2006, I want to say. Is that right?
Yes.
And then Channel Zero came out in 1997. So there's almost 10-year difference in between them. And they do have a similar art style, but they're both very evocative of what, like, art,
very
what they had
the
to rely
times.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Brian Wood used like photocopying and, you know, very like bare bones styles of art, whereas Jonathan Hickman is like some of the most advanced computer comic book work you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, just take a look at the pages of Nightly News and you'll know instantly what we're talking about.
It looks like he paid off ILM or something.
But they, you know, both have that similar tone to them. Now the story of Jenny 2.5 is. It ends with this volume, but there is a prequel that Brian Wood has done that's also published by AIT Planet Lar, titled Jenny 1, right?
Yes. Brian doesn't do the art anymore. He's got the young Becky Cloonan, and Brian always seems to pick these great artists to really kind of show it out to the world, with Ryan Kelly and Demo and Becky worked. He worked with Becky and Demo about a couple of years later, but he picked these great artists to do his stories, and you can really tell that he did it great with this one. Now Freddie didn't manage to read it, but basically it's Jenny's backstory, back when she was like a young art student, 1920, and her becoming Jenny 2.5.
Not she was the age of 19 or 20. It wasn't in the 1920s.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's
immortal.
What it sounded like when you said that. And you're like 1920. That was the year.
I was hoping our audience wouldn't catch on to that, but
no. You think they're smarter, and I'm gonna just go ahead and
stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's just her living back with the riots and passing the Clean Act, which is sort of the precursor to the world of Channel Zero now and how the censorship and all that started. But they did it by force with policemen and gas masks and clubs and just pure violence. And I love the one page panels of just her becoming, like, you can visually see Jenny 2.5 coming with the tattoos, just one at a time. It's just that's the thing I love so much, just how much that work that Brian Wood does without even just writing a single word. It's just like you can see the physical transformation, and I think that's what I love so much about Becky Cloonan and seeing her do, because this isn't the first thing I've ever seen her do. I think the first thing I ever seen her do was a Demo, and it's just like going back and seeing she was awesome back then. Damn girl. I thought you were going to stop talking. that's pretty much it. I mean, if you love the Channel Zero world and you love Jenny 2.5, you got to check this out.
Is it as long as Channel Zero, or is it a little bit shorter?
It's much shorter. I think Channel Zero was 125, 150. This is about a good 75 pages or so.
And like we said, these are both put out by AIT Planet Lar, and for some reason... they're not available on Amazon, but you can go to a website called Capri Comics. I think I'm saying that right. And they have some secret deal with Brian Wood. I don't know how, but they managed to keep his books in stock when no one else can.
Yeah, I think they're big fans of indie as opposed to Amazon.com.
Yes, and they even have some really cool exclusive stuff, like little prints of his artwork, and some Ryan Kelly art books and stuff. So, yeah, check it out. And even a patch. Brian Wood has a patch he designed. It's very evocative of something that someone would wear in Channel Zero. It might even be something that says press on it. I don't know if that's something Jenny 2.5 wears at one panel or not. But
I think it's from DMZ.
Damn it! Why didn't I read DMZ?
What were you thinking?
Well, I guess we should go ahead and get into what Brian Wood has gone on to do. I've read New York 4, which is a lot of fun. Not at all like this, not heavy. Very light romp, if you will. Sex in the City with punk rock chicks. I mean, sold. I loved it. Yeah, I know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a kind of weird romance story, and Ryan Kelly's art is amazing, as always. And yeah, that's one of the other things I've read. And then also, if you've been following the Liberty Comics that the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund has been putting out past year or so, there was a Channel Zero story in the second issue. It's like 4 pages, but it's in color, which is cool to see. And apparently, Mr. Brian would put that up on his website. You can read it for free, right?
Yes. You can also read, what, the supplemental material as well for Channel Zero?
Yes.
He put that up as well, but as a PDF.
Ooh.
Sadly.
Not the best quality, but free still, so you really can't complain.
Even though we just did, sort of.
A little bit. That's all up at brianwood.com.
Yeah. Other stuff he's done, The Couriers, another AIT Planet lore book. He did 3 of those.
Maybe will be a movie with Javier. I can't even try. You say his name. You love him.
You always do that every time.
Come on, say it.
Javier Grillo Marchwatch. And I always mess up on the last one. See, don't even laugh. Don't even laugh. Don't you dare.
That guy. You know that guy from Lost and Middleman?
Yes.
Is it Middleman or Middlemen?
Middleman.
Middleman. Middleman. Yes. Working on a screenplay for that story, so look out, maybe 2011.
But something a little bit closer to home. Demo, the new volume. You can get volume 1 right now, but in February, I believe that's right, of 2010, you can check out volume 2. Brian and Becky reunited, and it fits so good.
At last. And if you don't believe that Channel Zero is worth checking out, and you don't take our word for it, how about Warren Ellis? Does that sell you? So here's a quote for you. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Someone's remember what comics are for. Meet Brian Wood. That's right. Warren Ellis said it. And I think there's definitely some moments in this that will remind you of Transmetropolitan. Did for me. Especially the cleaner story, I think, was the one that really, where she's talking about the mayor and how the mayor tricked her into her voting for him.
Yeah. She was brainwashed and to become this assassin or so.
Yeah. If you like Transmetropolitan and you like Jonathan Hickman, then there's no reason not to get this book.
I don't think there is. I feel like, honestly, almost everything that we mentioned, including Vikings and Northlanders.
Oh, that's the other. Yeah, that's right. That's the other Brian Wood book.
I think like almost anything Brian Wood puts out is like a must buy. That's how amazing Brian Wood is.
Even I'm trying to think of something that
Generation X. Is that what
yes.
Yes, because it was co-written by Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis. There you go. Warren Ellis liked Brian Wood so much, he was like, this motherfucker needs to write X-Men or something like X-Men. I don't know. It's X-Men, right?
Yeah, it's about mutants, but it's different mutants. Not the X-Men. I think Jubilee's in it, though, so.
So it's the X-Men.
Any book with Jubilee, X-Men.
Man, Jubilee, I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
If you want to see Jubilee, pick up that book. And if you want to hear more podcasts, sidecasts, and geeky goodness, go to our main site at breakthefourthwall.com. If you think this review was not up to par, send us an email at contactfourthwall@yahoo.com. Subject line, stay clean.
Stay clean.
Send us a book. Come on, you know.
No, I know. I thought you were saying, like, up the bar. Why aren't you?
What else? What am I forgetting? Scrub some clips up. What am I forgetting?
All the basic stuff, you know, the whole be your friend on
MySpace. Be our friend on MySpace, myspace.com/fourthwallpodcast, Facebook.
Be our fan at Facebook.
Be our fan, yes.
Search the fourth wall over there.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it, bye. All right, well, thanks for listening. I'm Freddie.
And I'm Art.
Peace.
Out.